Hi, everyone, and welcome to the latest MetroCite episode. This is Beth Schultz, Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst with Metrigy, and with me is Robin Garris, who is CEO and Principal Analyst.
Beth.
Hey there, Robin. So in one of Robin's latest research studies, she's taken a real deep dive on what's happening within the customer experience market, and so today she's joined us to share a few top takeaways. Robin, let's get started with logistics and goals of your CX Metricast study, you know, to give listeners some context.
I'm happy to do that, Beth. This is actually our largest study to date. So it includes feedback from 1,846 companies globally. And the overall goal of this study is to gather buy-side spending information and data to generate market sizing, forecasting, and growth rates. So we're talking to those who are either making the decisions in the CX buying cycle or influencing those decisions. What other companies typically do when they're doing market sizing is they're talking to the vendors and asking them for, you know, their line or box shipments or licenses sold and what their pipelines look like. And when we talk to the buyers of the technology, those who are, you know, making those decisions, I think get more insight into what they're actually, you know, spending and what their plans are a little bit further out, you know, so they kind of know over the next couple of years where their priorities are, and, you know, approximately where spending is going to go. Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? Is it going to stay flat? And so on. So we really feel like we get a lot of really good insight from the enterprise side of things to understand the size of markets, the shape of markets, which vendors are doing the best, which ones stand to gain and lose, and all that kind of stuff. So what we do for the CX Metricast, we also are doing one in workplace collaboration as well. My colleague Erwin Lazar is starting on that, or in the process of that one now. But for the CX side of things, we basically look at 10 technologies, or this year we looked at 10 technologies in depth. We did ask questions about other ones, but the 10 that we looked at include contact center platforms, CPaaS, so communications platform as a service, workforce optimization, conversational AI, AI platforms, those are more the development platforms, self-service knowledge base, so the knowledge bases and the content management systems for all the, you know, product and warranty information that you, you know, the videos, the how-tos that your customers can use as self-service. Visual engagement, so that's really including video, screen sharing, co-browsing technologies, voice biometrics, so getting a voice print of somebody to do identity verification rather than always having to ask, you know, 5 questions or something. Contact center management tools, so third-party specialty tools that focus in on either the administration and provisioning of contact centers or the performance management. And then lastly, voice of the customer. So what are companies doing? What tools are they using to gather that survey information, post-call survey, CSAT, NPS, all that kind of stuff? What tools are they using to gather that information? So we covered those 10 areas. We basically ask a pretty straightforward set of questions. So are you using these technologies? If so, who are you using? How do you rate those vendors in about 8 different areas? We ask them to rate their vendors. How did the use of this technology change your business metrics? So we ask them for before and after numbers, if they measure them, and not all do, but on revenue, costs, customer ratings, and agent efficiency. So we ask them all those kind of questions. Then we ask them, okay, how much are you spending this year? And we did gather this data in the end of December of 2021. So as of 2021, what did you spend? And is it going to increase, decrease, or stay flat every year up through 2025? If it's going to increase or decrease, we ask them for the percentage of increase or decrease. We then ask if they're going to change their providers. So are you going to go to somebody new? And or, you know, well, did you already in 2021? Are you planning to, or are you evaluating it? And then if they are doing any of those, we ask why, what the driver is. Why are they considering changing the current provider that they have? And then we ask them who they're considering to go to. So that kind of, you know, helps us to be able to judge the, you know, not judge, but it helps us to kind of look at which providers stand to, you know, gain the most and which providers stand to potentially lose the most and who's retaining the most.
Okay, so that's a ton of great information that you're gathering for sure. Yeah. And those 10 CX technologies, all pretty hot, but, you know, where do you see the biggest growth opportunities and why?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said they're all hot. They are. I mean, like, everything's growing right now in CX. In a previous study that we did right before this one, we found that companies were spending about 3% of their revenue on CX technologies, not even people, just the technologies. That's huge. And we think about it, that's a lot of investment in CX. So really all of these areas are growing right now. The percentage of companies planning to increase spending through 2025, if you look at like a compound annual growth rate, the percentage of companies planning to increase spending, actually, this is just the number of companies. It's 58.2% to 68.5%. So it kind of depends on what year you're looking at and which technology you're looking at. But huge percentages increasing, only single digits decreasing. The rest are staying flat. So, you know, anywhere from 5 to 9 to 10, there might be up to about 10% decreasing spend, and then the rest are staying flat. But obviously the vast majority are increasing their spending moving forward. But, you know, to try and get to some detail on your question, the most widely adopted right now, just to be clear, is contact center platforms. But the biggest growth areas moving forward are, we've got CPaaS is probably the biggest growth area. So communications platform as a service, workforce optimization. So really getting some analytics and evaluation of agent performance, managing work schedules, things like that. Gamification, there's all sorts of things in workforce optimization. And that's become really important as you have more and more agents working from home offices, right? You've got everyone kind of dispersed now, and that's going to stay. So you need to have some of these tools to really measure performance, be able to use it for coaching and so on. And CPaaS, by the way, just being able to use that to communicate and automate communications with customers. So doing things like automated SMS messages to, you know, validate, you know, or confirm appointments or change appointments, things like that. You know, we see companies using it for analytics. We see companies using CPaaS for APIs just to connect two different types of applications or two different applications. You know, there's all sorts of uses for CPaaS, but that, you know, that's definitely a growth area. And then conversational AI, I would say, is the third one. So that's using your virtual assistants, chatbots, whatever you might want to call them, that are in a conversational way. They are using natural language processing, maybe even some sentiment analysis to really, you know, kind of be able to interact with a customer without having to deal with live agent support. And the hope there is that you can get them to resolution. If not, you can at least triage the customer's concern and get it routed to the right person along the way. So those are kind of the big growth areas among those 10 that we looked at.
Okay, so that's great. So CPaaS, workforce optimization, and conversational AI. Now, right. Where do you see the most opportunity for disruption and why?
Well, I think anything AI related, which includes most things these days, but there's so many new vendors entering AI right now, so many startups, so much new innovation and technologies coming into play. So anything related to AI is definitely ripe for disruption. And, you know, we certainly see that with companies. You know, they might be using a particular vendor that they've been using for a long time, and now some startup has come in and has some really great new technology, and it, you know, starts to make the company think, well, do I stay with this vendor I've been with for a long time, or do I bring this new vendor in? And that's been, you know, one of the big areas we see. The other areas I would say would be sort of the development platforms. So CPaaS and AI development platforms, again, we've got AI in there, but there's a lot happening right now in the development platform. So a lot with no code, low code, being able to customize your CX, your customer interactions, your whole customer experience strategy. You know, if you use everything off the shelf, well, you know, you might be similar to other companies or competitors in your space. But if you can use off the shelf where it's needed, you know, sort of the no code type stuff where it's just a quick, easy, you know, we need to get it rolled out, but then use maybe a low code where you really want to customize slightly and just use like drag and drop. You don't need huge development resources at all to do like low code stuff with CPaaS. And so that's a big development there. And I think, you know, a lot of companies have looked at CPaaS in years past and thought, well, I need developers. I don't have developers. Or I need relationships with third party developers. I don't feel like dealing with that. Well, now the technology has improved so much that you can go into CPaaS, not have those developers, and really get some good customized you know, communications tools to automate that workflow with your customers.
So I guess not so much surprising that the spots where you're seeing growth correlate somewhat to the, you know, the opportunities for disruption as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Robin. So now give us three examples of, you know, things that sort of surprised you when you were going through your data analysis.
There were definitely, the biggest thing that surprised me, there were definitely a lot of things, but the biggest thing that surprised me as I was doing this analysis was the number of companies that either have changed vendors, are planning to change, or are evaluating a change in the CX space. Going into it, I was not expecting that much movement in CX. So what we're seeing is only 26% to 37% of companies have no plans to replace or evaluate replacing a provider. So just there's just a lot of movement. So that definitely surprised me of how much, you know, companies are always either evaluating, you know, some are just evaluating, and let's be fair, some are evaluating and may not end up changing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bulk of that group was, you know, that difference, you know, the whatever, 63 to 74% of companies who are changing, you know, it's, there's just a lot happening there. And it was, you know, like I said, it was just really surprising. So that was one big thing. The other is, I would say, the importance, you know, when somebody was changing providers, the importance of the cost and value, you know, sort of element to that decision as to whether to change providers. So even though companies are spending a lot of money in CX, it's just kind of interesting that they cost still is something that, you know, precipitates a change. And I don't know if it's so much the hard dollar cost as much as it is the value. So we talked about, you know, already where's the disruption, you know, where are the big changes happening, where are the growth opportunities. And when you think about all the new players coming into CX, if they can come in and offer a customer the same or better for less money, or even the same money if they're going better, it's hard to ignore that. So when we looked across the board at all 10 areas, the number one reason in every area, in all 10 areas, of why companies were changing providers, it was cost and value. Like that was number one. So I think it's really important for organizations to, you know, kind of keep an eye on that and make sure that your costs aren't getting too out of line. You can check on that. I guess the third thing would be the planned growth in spending for CX. So when you look, we actually ran some numbers of compound annual growth rate for those already using CX technology. So don't look at this as like a market size per se. It's just, okay, if I'm already using CX, what are my plans for growth between this year and 2025? And the compound annual growth rate between now and then ranges from 10.1 to 15.3%. So that's a pretty big increase from existing spending for these technologies. Now you figure if you're in place with whatever technology, contact center, you know, voice of the customer, visual engagement, whatever it might be, to have increases of those sizes is pretty significant in any organization. So it could just be, you know, empirical growth where the company's growing, so we need more licenses. It also could be that they are buying more from the provider. So they're, you know, they're increasing their spending because they're, I have a contact center platform, but now I want to add transcription, or now I want to add virtual assistants or something like that. So they're, you know, increasing spend in that way. AI platforms, CCaaS and conversational AI are the three that have the largest percentage growth moving forward.
Okay, great. And of course, now that's everything is, or most everything is cloud-based software, that makes it easy to add stuff, but it also makes it not easy, but easier to sort of think about switching out providers, right?
Yeah, it definitely could. I mean, I always feel like switching providers is always hard. You know, it's always a lot of overhead. You know, it's very disruptive to the company internally. It's just time consuming. So no matter whether you're in the cloud or on-prem, I think it's really a hard thing to do. It can definitely become easier in the cloud because you don't have like physical equipment to kind of rip and replace. It's still, you know, even being in a cloud and being on a cloud platform, there is a lot of stickiness to that too. So it's not easy to change providers, which is one of the reasons why I was kind of surprised at how many are looking at other areas, but it's a very competitive space right now. And if you really need some new capability, it's, you know, and your provider doesn't have it, somebody else probably does. So it's kind of cutthroat and it's a very competitive market right now.
Okay. Robin, before we say our goodbyes, why don't you tell listeners what they can get from the, you know, where they can get more details from this study and what's next on your CX research agenda?
Sure. So clients have access to the study on the website, or they've already had briefings or both. So, you know, our regular research advisory clients have access to this for now. This will be a new service that we add, going into our workplace collaboration study. So in the future, this will be something that is a separate service that you have to pay for. It's very time consuming and expensive to do this research, as you could probably imagine. Non-clients, so those who are not research advisory clients, they can buy a MetroCast RAS service, or you can buy the slide deck directly from our website. Those who do have the service, there are going to be written reports coming as well that look more at the market sizing. So those are going to be coming out, market growth, total addressable market, those types of things. And then as far as what's next on the research agenda, I am just about to launch a new study called Customer Engagement Transformation, and really just digging into all kinds of details, technologies, products, buyer roles, KPIs, all sorts of issues around customer engagement and how companies are transforming their technologies, their operational processes in the CX world. So that's going to be a really great study. I've got a lot of new questions I'm asking there, so I'm pretty excited about that one.
Yeah, I know that's going to be a fantastic one, I'm sure. Yeah. So Robin, thank you as always for taking part in this latest MetroCite episode. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. As a reminder, please do check back regularly for new episodes on Metrogy.com, our Metrogy YouTube channel, or on your podcast platform. And if you don't already, please do follow us at Metrogy on Twitter, as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.